United Steelworkers Local 480 says discussions with Tech Resources have been positive following news of the company's impending merger with Anglo American. Union President Chris Walker and Ron McKenzie, chair of the union's office and technical workers unit, said that tech officials assured them there will be no changes to collective agreements, benefits or pensions, and no plans to reduce the workforce at Trail operations or other sites. Walker said the union first learned of the merger Tuesday morning, September 9, and is taking a wait-and-see approach. Walker said tech executives told the union that Trail operations and Highland Valley Copper remain core to its long-term strategy, with a commitment to invest $4.5 billion across Canadian operations over the next 5 years. Of that, Walker said $750 million is earmarked for Trail, focusing on critical mineral projects including germanium and antimony production and preparing for future feed changes. "We are cautiously optimistic, especially with the potential $750 million investment being discussed for Trail," he told the Trail Times Wednesday. He added that, so far, the union has not been given any information suggesting operations in Trail will change. "Local 480 does not see any immediate impacts to union jobs," Walker said, noting there are about 1,200 unionized workers currently employed at Trail operations. "Our hope is that with the $750 million investment into Trail, the business will become stronger and more profitable, which could translate into greater job security, more opportunities for workers, and significant wage increases as we move towards 2027 bargaining," Walker said. The union met with company representatives late Tuesday, hours after the merger was announced. District 3 Director Scott Lunny also held discussions with Teck's corporate office about the broader effects on steelworkers' locals across BC. Jane Gary, community relations leader at Teck Trail Operations, confirmed the planned investments for Trail include potential expansion of germanium and other strategic metals, exploring opportunities to add copper processing capacity, and supporting new critical minerals facilities in Canada. "Anglo Teck will maintain employment levels in Canada with no net reduction in the number of employees in the business in Canada as a result of the transaction, and generate new economic activity and jobs through the above-noted investments," Gary said in an emailed statement. "The combined company will be called Anglo Teck," though she said it is too early in the process to know if the Trail operations name will change. In its statement, the union noted that Matt Parilla, general manager of Trail Operations, said the merger would strengthen the company and help complete ongoing projects in Trail. Teck CEO Jonathan Price also underscored the importance of Trail Operations, calling the deal a natural progression of the company's strategy during remarks Monday. As background, Teck Resources Limited announced on September 8 that it had reached an agreement to merge with Anglo American and form a new company, Anglo Teck. The merged company will be headquartered in Vancouver, with significant business leadership roles in South Africa and the United Kingdom. Anglo American, currently based in London, will see its CEO, Duncan Wanblad, relocate to Vancouver to head the new company. While the boards of both firms unanimously approved the merger, the deal still requires shareholder and regulatory approval, a process expected to take 12 to 18 months. If approved, Anglo shareholders will own about 62.4% of the new company, while Teck shareholders will hold 37.6% on a fully diluted basis. Local 480 said it will continue to fight for workers' rights, secure a fair share of profits, and ensure Trail Operations' long-term success as a provider of well-paid, community-sustaining union jobs. "While we can't predict the future or guarantee that every promise will be kept, at this moment it appears Trail Operations and its unionized workforce may be in an even stronger position than before," the union said in a statement.